And our special guest this hour, Dr. John Gray, his latest work, From Boyhood to Manhood. Did you know that one out of five men, 25 to 54, aren't working for whatever reason? That's a staggering number, too. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. John Gray and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. John Gray with us. John, they're lining up here to chat with you and ask you questions, but let me ask you this. What would you do? How would you treat depression nowadays? Because I've had a number of doctors who've said basically what you have, and that is we have to get people off these drugs. But what do we do?
All right. Well, I do have a more outlined protocol at my website, but real short. This is a good enough one.
All right.
Is you have these extra supplements I'm going to mention, but you don't go off your drug until you start taking them, and then you feel better within at least a week. You will feel better.
And you really shouldn't go off it without consulting the doc, right?
You need, if you're on a doctor's care, you need to say to them, I'm only after you're feeling better, then you say, I'm now wanting to go off of this and want you to recommend a protocol. You don't say, should I go off of it? Because then they're legally liable and afraid to say anything. So you say, this is, I want to go off of it, and I want your recommendations for a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And my recommendation is that you don't even take that step until you're taking a set of, you know, the adjustments I'm going to recommend, but you have to feel much better, and you will feel much better very quickly. Then you can start going off of them, and you slowly doing it. I hear stories from people, they do, like, they'll cut it after a few weeks on the supplements, they'll cut it down by a third, then cut it down after a month by another third, and then gradually taper off. You don't want to do it suddenly because the antidepressant actually causes serotonin desensitivity in the brain, which means you have to upregulate serotonin receptor sites. You have to restore the mechanism to make serotonin in your body. And most people who have depression, they're depleted of the brain mineral lithium. So lithium orotate is the key active ingredient that puts everything else is insignificant compared to that in my experience. Taking extra omega-3 is very important. You can't do enough of it.
Fish oil, basically.
Yeah, the fish
right?
oil. There's a form of fish oil, which is a company by called Vectomega that I have at my website. I like best because it's in a form that goes right to the brain. The key is to get this stuff into the brain. But anyway, good fish oil. Oh, but fish oil alone does not do it in my experience. The only time it really works alone is for women who have just given birth to a baby and they have postpartum depression. Usually that's because their omega-3 went to make the baby's brain and they're deficient in the omega-3.
Interesting. I've heard of that syndrome.
Yeah, that's a real key thing. And sometimes it's your second baby you'll experience the most and because you've just depleted your body of the omega-3 storehouse. So omega-3 is good for that, but particularly most depressions are directly linked to high carbohydrate consumption and high blood sugar levels, which means they're going to be deficient in lithium orotate. So the recommendation is don't need to take more than 25 milligrams a day. That would be four or five little capsules a day maximum. Anything more than that is not necessary. So you've got that. And then you want a super easy to digest protein. Now, the reason for that, George, is so important because as soon as you're depressed or stressed, as soon as cortisol levels are going up, and if you're taking an antidepressant, this is amazing statistic, as soon as you take one antidepressant, your cortisol levels double from that point on, and they just get higher and higher. So what happens when your cortisol, that's the stress hormone, is high, it inhibits the digestion of protein. And so most people who are depressed or stressed can't digest their protein well, and that then inhibits the production of brain chemicals because brain chemicals need protein. They need phenylalanine to make the dopamine, and they need tryptophan to make the serotonin. And so you want to be able to improve your digestion. And a 5,000-year-old remedy for depression and any sickness, really, because you want to help the brain during any time your body is stressed, is what was called in India buttermilk. But it's the milk that's left over after you take the butter or the fat out of it.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's basically whey protein. So whey protein, along with lithium orotate, and cutting back your sugar consumption.
And white bread.
And, yeah, people need to know that white bread, two pieces of white bread, is the same as eating two tablespoons of white sugar.
Oh, my gosh. That's just tablespoons.
And that's measurable in terms of our blood sugar spike.
No wonder kids are bouncing off the wall.
That's right. And, you know, when I was a kid, I had ADD because I ate so much sugar. For males, particularly sugar will cause ADD, and for females, sugar tends to cause mood swings, which can lead to depression.
All right, let's go to the phones. Matt in Hercules, California. Get us started here, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks.
Conversation. I've just got two quick comments. Doctor, I thought what you've been discussing, I went through a couple months ago, and what turned out to be just an inability of my body's inability to absorb key nutrients like the whey protein and essential fatty acids through the standard pharma that have had me on anxiety pills, sleeping pills, depression pills, and it was literally what you're saying was just an imbalance in my body of inability to get the key nutrients. And what you're saying is just absolutely awesome, and I hope everybody goes out and takes your advice, because it's terrible what's going on right now.
Let me give you another statistic of what's going on right now. I'm a consultant for a hospital group on the East Coast. They have 50,000 employees. 25,000 of those employees are taking antidepressants.
25,000 of the 50?
Yes.
Huge.
Yes, because
out of control.
It's given out like candy now. It's really like taking drugs. It's just a drug that will numb people to their suffering, but it just makes it worse and worse, as our caller is mentioning.
Are they addictive, John?
Yes, what you get is a dependency on it. More of the dopamine-type drugs, those are addictive in the sense that you crave them. When it comes to the antidepressants, you don't crave them. Your body has a dependence on them in order to feel numb. And if you don't feel numb, then you feel really empty. So it becomes a different kind of dependence than something like an alcohol or cocaine or Ritalin or Adderall addiction.
Well, let's go to Barbara in Clackamas, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hey, Barb, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for this program tonight.
Sure thing.
Oh, my gosh. This is what I've been needing to talk to somebody about.
You got it.
Thank you so much. For 8 years, I took Adderall and Xanax because I have chronic anxiety, and after years of therapy, they decided I had adult ADD. My family encouraged me a year ago to stop taking them, and so I just stopped taking them. So the Adderall and the Xanax.
Was it tough to stop?
A year, I just stopped. For a year, I have been on a couch, hardly able to get up and do anything.
Oh, my.
It's like my brain has a giant block in it.
You mean ever since you stopped, you've just been shut down?
Yes, absolutely.
This is what happens, George, is the drugs. They don't do anything to help the body heal the condition that created the problem. They just flatten out what's called the receptor sites so that nothing is stimulating. So she feels flat. She feels down. And you just start on what I mentioned before is at my website, I've got a wonderful little shake. You just go, there's pre-made for you. It's got all the minerals in it. It's got the protein in it. It's got, low sugar in it. So it's pre-made for you. Just do that for a few months and you'll just be flying, along with what I recommended before, the super minerals. So
It sounds so easy, and I've been in such torment.
I know. I get letters every day of people thanking me for informing them. Even my next door neighbor, who's extremely successful person, said, I'm just depressed. I don't know what it is, and went to psychiatrist who's going to prescribe some $350 worth of antidepressants. And he says, are you sure I should do it? I said, try this little bottle, $14 for a 3-month supply. And the person came back to me a week later and said, that did it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
We want to hear from you, Barb, afterward, okay?
And one other thing, we'd love to hear from you, and I certainly want to hear from you. And there's another thing just to start with, because once the hormones go out of balance, once you're stressed, you don't sleep well. Are you sleeping well?
She hung up. She's so happy.
She's so happy. Okay. Sometimes in the beginning, you can, there's a lot of things at health food stores. My favorite is something called Tranquil Sleep, and it just has green tea extract in it, and melatonin can help people get back into a sleep rhythm and be able to fall asleep. Because once you're stressed or your blood sugar's off, you'll tend to wake up in the middle of the night and sometimes not be able to go back to sleep.
I'm beginning to hear, John, from a number of different sources and camps and circles that stress may be the biggest factor of medical decline.
That is it. I teach a whole course. I'll mention to people because people hear my medicine, my wellness information. In May, I'm doing one this year in the California area, in the San Francisco area. But everything can be boiled down to all of what we call heart disease, our modern sicknesses, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune diseases, can be directly linked, 99% of it, to elevated chronic stress levels.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. When you have elevated stress levels, the first thing that happens is your immune system stops making white blood cells. When your immune systems don't make white blood cells, then cancer has a chance to grow out of control in your body. We all now have cancer in our bodies. This is new in the last 20 years. It's been proven with autopsies of healthy people that everybody, even children being born now, are born with cancer. But our immune system is able to keep it at bay.
That's right.
And so why do we have cancer? Due to all these environmental toxins which cause genetic damage. But our body can, you know, body's amazing. It's miraculous. But it needs the immune system to work. So cortisol inhibits the immune system. Chronic cortisol levels will cause chronic inhibited immune system. As I mentioned before, when you have cortisol levels go up, your digestion, you make less enzymes to digest your proteins. So now you don't have the brain chemicals to make the dopamine for motivation and the tryptophan for feeling well-being in the brain. So there you get the two subjects we just talked about. And heart disease, we already know that's high stress levels. What happens is your vessels will constrict because stress is your body's reaction to run away from an animal or to attack it, one or the other. And so you need more oxygen to the cells. So the cells, the blood vessels will actually constrict in order to, and you know, like if you have a hose and you want to make the water squirt further, you
squeeze it.
You squeeze it, and it will squirt faster. So what happens in danger is that your blood vessels will constrict to get more blood flow into the muscles. And if you have any plaque on your vessels, then the plaque starts to chip off, and that cuts that causes a little tear in the vessel. Then you get a blood clot, and that's what a heart attack primarily
is. And a stroke, and that's
it. That's a stroke or a heart attack.
Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Pete is with us east of the Rockies. Pete, good morning.
Oh, good morning, George. I love the show.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm a longtime listener. I agree with Dr. Gray's philosophy just wholeheartedly. I believe these pharmaceuticals are overprescribed for depression and mental illness, and I think your body's made of nutrients. It's not made of drugs. But anyway, I'd like to ask him, is he familiar with DHA, the fatty acid, and thyroid hormone as far as depression and mental illness?
Oh, very good questions. Yeah, DHA is one of the ingredients of omega-3. And again, I mentioned that that's really good to help, but I've never seen it knock depression out without the lithium orotate. That's my experience of thousands of people. It's important. What happens is DHA, which is an ingredient, for people that don't know that term, it's a part of omega-3, fish oils will have it, and it converts to prostaglandin 2, which becomes the active cofactor to make serotonin in the brain. So DHA is very good, but if you don't have the mineral lithium, then it won't do anything. So that's why the lithium is so key to this. And again, we're not talking about lithium the drug. We're talking about lithium over-the-counter, lithium orotate. And, you know, I write more extensively about that at my website for people who want more questions answered. The thyroid can be a cause of depression without a doubt. And of all the things the doctor would prescribe, there's something called Armour, which is a form of thyroid medication. It's not synthetic thyroid hormone, but what they do provide is they take a little bit of the gland of an animal. Thyroid gland.
And preferably an animal eating organic food.
So. Nicely put, George.
Yeah.
But it is, I've seen it help so many people to do that. However, keep in mind that one of the main causes for inactive thyroid, which can lead to mental imbalance, is high cortisol levels. Because there's a balance of thyroid regulates your metabolism unless you're under stress. And then it becomes underactive because the whole cortisol stress reaction raises your metabolism up into the sugar-burning mode to gain quick energy, whereas the thyroid would actually regulate your metabolism to burn fat more efficiently. So thyroid is a key factor, and in some cases, by lowering stress in your life, your thyroid can come back into balance. I mentioned one other thing to do with thyroid problems, which are extremely higher in women, but also men have them. If you have a weight gain, often it's thyroid imbalance. And many people don't realize one of the number one things that inhibits healthy thyroid function is chlorinated water and fluoride in water. These are halogens, and what they do is they displace the iodine, which is necessary for the thyroid to function. So the thyroid functions by making hormones out of iodine. And if your iodine, you know, your iodine's from our sea vegetables and fish, and if you're drinking chlorine or fluoride, they will actually kick the iodine out of the thyroid and inhibit the thyroid's ability to utilize iodine. So anyway, that's another key factor, is for some people, making sure you up the iodine content in your diet can make a huge difference. The Japanese children have the highest IQ on the planet, and their mothers eat 60 times more iodine in their diet than American mothers, for example. It's because they have so much seaweed and fish in their diet. And add to that that the World Health Organization states that the number one reversible disease on the planet is mental retardation. Mental retardation has one primary cause, and that is iodine deficiency in the mother. So there are wonderful iodine supplements that people can take, as well as eating, try to get fish that doesn't have mercury in it, and also lots of seaweed. Seaweed and kelp are great for iodine.
Let's get Lisa in Westminster, California on before the break. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes, you said that when women come home, their stress level doesn't go down. I was wondering if that's because the kind of work women have to do or expected to do in the home never seems to end. Maybe they're not getting enough help with it, and maybe they're expected to do more than they used to be expected to do. I don't know, tutoring the children or something more seems to be expected of kids, too. I don't know. Are men not pitching in at home or just pitching in a little more than they used to do?
Well, you covered a lot of ground, and it's all true. Now, if I can get to some more basic ideas to go with it, what's happening is that when women, there's a hormone that helps women relax and cope with stress, and that hormone is called oxytocin. And oxytocin does not get produced if you feel rushed. Now, if you're working all day at a job outside the home and you come home, your mind says, hey, I've got 50 things I got to do. I don't have time to do them. So you start to feel rushed. That inhibits the production of oxytocin, and now your stress levels cannot be regulated. They won't go down because you're feeling in a hurry. And when women's stress levels are high, then what happens is it uses up the hormone progesterone. And progesterone is the hormone that calms the brain. So now your brain starts to loop. And you start thinking, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. And you can't just sort of relax it. And what I've done in my book, Venus on Fire, is talk about ways that women can produce more oxytocin, whether they're with a man or not with a man, their stress levels are higher. But the bottom line here is that there's ways that you can increase oxytocin levels. Some of the nutrients I just mentioned will increase oxytocin levels for sure, but also lifestyle choices. And if you are doing a job and then you come home and you have so many more responsibilities, which is the reality that women face today,
Hold on for a second, John. We'll take this break. Well, next hour, we're going to be talking about the Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America. Get ready for that. Jonathan Cain will be our special guest. We'll be back in a moment, though, with John Gray and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Back with John Gray. John, if there's anything that you could change right now for people to make them feel better, what would that be?
Well, I'd educate people to understand that 95% of what they buy in the store to eat is causing blood sugar levels to spike. And that then causes lithium deficiency in the brain, which leads to higher stress levels, which leads to indigestion, weakened immune system. And that would be a key factor for people. We mentioned before that just two pieces of bread now has the effect of two tablespoons of sugar. The energy drinks that people are drinking today are just packed with, you know, high levels of stimulants. Now, moderate coffee use we talked about is okay for those that wish in that direction. I'm no longer disapproving of that, but what we get is this addiction. And we have this boy crisis that we started out in the show talking about, with all these boys not finishing college. Not finishing is a symptom of ADD. It's a lack of motivation. It's a lack of focus. And what doctors are told, and what doctors tell parents, is there's no side effects of giving your child Adderall or Ritalin. And the problem with that, just like they give away antidepressants like candy, they're giving away these drugs like candy to kids. And the FDA, the FDA classifies Ritalin and Adderall as a Class C narcotic, which is the same category as cocaine. It's doing the same things to your children as methamphetamines, speed. This is what we're giving to our children. And close to 1 out of 5 boys in America is being diagnosed as ADHD and given speed up until the time when they're adolescents. As changing their brain. They don't even know what it's like to have a normal brain. And it's a tragedy. It should be against the law. And of course, it is against the law to sell drugs to minors. And yet we're prescribing it for them. And there's been 2 double-blind studies in Italy, which have shown that the simple supplement, grape seed extract and vitamin C, has proven to be just as effective for children with ADD and ADHD as Ritalin and Adderall. These are dangerous drugs we give to our children, and parents are not told that there's a natural alternative to the most inexpensive supplements you can buy, grape seed extract, 300 milligrams a day, and 600 milligrams of vitamin C taken together is proven to be just as good as Ritalin and Adderall. There's no need to give children these drugs, and yet they're given these drugs.
Too much. Too much. Overprescribed America.
Overprescribed America once again, and we just keep seeing it. And yeah, I don't know if most people know on the show that 80% of our national budget is health care. 80% of our national budget is health care. This is insanity. We are a very sick society, and as we mentioned earlier, that if we can come back to balance in our life, there's behavioral things we can do to lower stress, and then there's nutritional things. And we can't ignore either of them. They're both very, very important for us. And, you know, when it comes to behavior, you know, we talked about this role reversal that's taking place as, you know, women are going into the workplace. We need to change the workplace so it's a more hospitable environment for women. And right now, women complain. 90% of women complain. They feel excluded. They feel unappreciated. They feel that they're being judged by a different standard. And this is, George, this is all because men don't understand women, you know, and we can't see the strengths that they bring to the table. The flip side of this occurs in the home, where young men today are being feminized. They're expected to behave like girlfriends. And, of course, then they'll lose their attraction to their partner, and women lose their attraction to their husbands. And what we see is that the passion that, that couples can experience goes away very quickly.
Yeah, it goes out the window, doesn't it?
It goes out the window. And today's generation of people basically feel that if there's no passion, that I don't want to be in this relationship. That's becoming more and more common. And the reason that passion is so important, you know, in the days of Romeo and Juliet, passion and romance were not that important. The only reason we think of Romeo and Juliet as romantic couples because they died before they got married. You know, the honeymoon period was accepted. But today, people want more of that. And it's because the hormones of romance and passion are actually the hormones that lower stress. And that's what we're really looking for, is ways to regulate stress in our lives. And, you know, I know you have a guest coming on talking about the importance of meditation. For many men and women, meditation can be a really good tool as well. But you can meditate all you want. If you eat the wrong things, it's not going to work. Or if you keep having a lifestyle where you're not, if you're a woman, and you don't do those things, it will help balance your hormones, the things that are more feminine, that connect with the feminine side, the oxytocin-producing activities. Here's a little tidbit. If a woman goes shopping, and she didn't have to buy anything, but she goes shopping and she's not in a hurry, her oxytocin levels will go up. If a woman is in a happy marriage, her oxytocin levels tend to rise much, much faster.
Almost instantly.
Yeah, almost instantly.
That's amazing.
You just touch her and they'll start to go up. If a woman gets her hair done, somebody washing her hair, it will increase her oxytocin levels. These are all kind of modern things, that women in previous generations didn't really spend that much money or time on because they didn't have the high stress levels they have today. We really have to study, you know, and people need to take focus that we really are going through a major crisis, like you're talking about, the economy and the world order. You know, this is such a massively transformational time. In my opinion, and of course it's my view, the greatest transformation that we're seeing is this huge imbalance of men and women, where men are becoming more like women and expected to be more like women, and women are expected to be like men. And I see the future of America because I've been to Europe where they're very, very advanced in this, and it's what I would call gender blindness. Now, if you go back into the days of Egypt, when I was in Egypt, I was told this, that in order for the pharaohs to subdue the Jewish people as slaves, one of the rules was that the men were only allowed to do women's work and the women would do men's work, and that would weaken them and keep them from standing up to authority.
Interesting.
Now, that's just an interesting thought, but yeah. Look at what's happening today. Whether who's behind it or whatever is happening, what we see now is 2-to-1 women graduating from college and getting the jobs, and so many more men out of work and staying at home. And, you know, I'm for balance. I think that the world is at a place, you know, like when the atomic weapons came in, we were at a place where we could destroy ourselves or save ourselves, so to speak. But we have the potential now. And when it comes to relationships, we have the potential to balance the masculine and feminine and come together closer than we've ever before by having women in the workplace, but a workplace that respects women more, by having men and women wanting to create more romance, more intimacy, more passion in their marriages, but not by trying to make men more feminine. That's not the answer. It's learning to maintain masculinity, for men to become more masculine in a sense, but respectful of the feminine, for women to be more feminine.
Yeah, I mean, they could go the other way. They could go too far, right?
That's right. Well, what we're seeing today is, you know, as a marriage counselor, and I still continue to counsel couples, and what I see, the number one problem when they're having problems is this role reversal, where when men become more feminized, that's because women are expecting men to open up and share their feelings and be helpful with everything and join together and everything. What happens when there's too much closeness, kind of like girlfriends would be, men lose their attraction to their partners. Men start feeling overwhelmed like women are feeling today.
Let's take some final calls here, John, okay?
Yeah.
They're lining up for you. Jenny in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, we'll get you going here. First-time caller. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
There you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have an 11-year-old son who's been diagnosed with ADHD, ODD, PDD, and IDD. Right now he's in a psychiatric hospital, and he's on all these medications.
Oh,
I keep asking them to take him off, and he's on Depakote, Strattera, Zyprexa.
It's so sad.
How can I take him off? He's only 11, and he's in there because he wanted to...
Was this a court order? How did he get in there in the first place?
I had called his doctor, put him in, and he's threatened to kill me and himself. And
the boy did.
He had a lot of behavioral problems, and I myself feel that the medications are having something to do with this. So I've asked the doctor to take him off, and the only thing they did this time was increase his Zyprexa. And I feel to myself, how can I get him off of these things? You know, if I have to do it myself, how do I go about doing it?
Well, I don't know if you can do it by yourself. John, go ahead.
Well, here's what you have to do, which is you have to go in there and start at least adding good stuff to what they're doing. You know, they don't know what, in my
opinion, he could be eating sugar like crazy there, right?
That would be a number one factor, is you want to get him off sugar. And you want to take, like, PGX, for example, before every meal tends to fill you up so much you don't crave sugar. But more importantly is you want to make a shake for him, like as a mother. If you could make, like, a nice protein shake and throw a bunch of these minerals that I'm talking about here on the show into the shake and just say, these are all natural ingredients that I'm giving my son because I want him to have easy digested protein.
Will they even let you bring that in, John?
It depends. It depends. You know, you as a mother, but if you go and you say, I want to give my son lithium orotate, unfortunately, they don't know anything about lithium orotate.
No.
And they already got all the other psychiatric drugs that they're giving him. But it's a sad story. I've heard it over and over and over. And where it happens, where the solution happens, is you take them off sugar, and often they're feeding them sugar in there. I mean, even fruit juice. Keep in mind that fruit juice is just like a Coca-Cola. It's got 8 teaspoons of sugar and a glass of
fruit juice. See, why can't these doctors, John, first go natural? You know, get them off sugar, get them off white breads, get them off all the pasta, and all that first.
If you put them on a vegan diet even, you know, or even with meat, just get them off the junk food. Like I mentioned before, for people to realize almost every packaged food, whether it's in Whole Foods or not Whole Foods, it's got these processed carbohydrates in it. And when you have a mental imbalance, it only makes it worse. Now, if you everything's going fine, you can indulge a little bit in it. So I'm not an extreme purist. But I know if I'm stressed, I have to stay away from that stuff.
Indeed. Next up, we go to Naomi in Fullerton, California. Go ahead, Naomi. Thanks for holding.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd never get through. Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray, I'm willing to relocate. Or is there a website I can contact you? I'll be the same as you, George, age in June.
Don't tell anybody.
And I'll start Social Security.
But are you 40 years old, did you say?
Thanks, John.
No, my mother said you add the two numbers together after you get 40. So that I'll be 8. Anyway, you said I'm not qualified for Medicare. And I was diagnosed with gastroparesis, autonomic neuropathy, and a few months ago they found an adrenaline gland cyst. And unfortunately, the endocrinologist was a jerk. Now I have to find a new endocrinologist, and my hormone levels are all out of whack.
Well, let me stop you here, because this is out of my territory of expertise. But when you get the hormones, though, what I know is that more and more we're shifting from drugs, which people are wising up that all drugs are prescribed because they have dangerous side effects, and one leads to another. Now the new miracle drug is giving people hormones. And I want to mention that never in history have human beings taken hormones. And even when they say they're giving you bioidentical natural hormones, there's no such thing. They look like natural. They're made from natural. But the process that makes them is nothing seen in nature. So you're really running them through a huge process to convert potatoes, yams, into these hormones that they're giving people. And they're putting it in creams. And when it goes into the creams, it goes straight into the bloodstream. And the side effect of this is your body immediately stops making hormones. So, yes, if you get the perfect doctor and the perfect amount for that year or so, that month, your symptoms can go away. But then you've just basically sent the message to your brain to stop making hormones.
John, I'm seeing a trend here, and the trend is overprescribing, underprescribing, not understanding the patient. There's something wrong here, isn't there?
It's really not understanding health. That's what it is. We're in a system of disease. Doctors are taught to identify diseases, look up in a book what drugs would treat that disease. That disease then produces side effects. Now, what drug will treat that side effect? And then that side drug has a side effect, and it's just a matter of accumulating those drugs. I mean, what's interesting, George, I can't be too judgmental about it, because if you go to my house, you'll see there's probably about 20 different bottles of different supplements.
That's like mine.
Yeah, but at least they're natural, and at least I understand why I'm taking them. I emphasize for people, you know, I ask people with drugs, what's in that drug? They don't know, but at least, you know, if I say grape seed extract, you know it comes from the seed of a grape, and that doesn't seem so bad for you. And there's no possible side effect. That's the great thing about the natural food supplements, is that they don't have side effects. And, you know, people will take ephedra. One person dies from ephedra overdose, they suspect, and they take it off the market. Ephedra, which has been great for allergies and asthma, been used for thousands of years, and they stay legalized ephedrine, which they put in over-the-counter allergy medicines, which is just chemical ephedra. So this is the drug industry. What they want to do is anything possible to make these natural substances illegal, because they want to have everybody taking their drugs, and it's just a system of complete dependence.
Well, let's go to Vancouver, Canada. Candy's with us on Coast to Coast on the international line. Candy, go ahead.
Hi, George and John.
Hi.
Another program I love, George.
Perfect.
Well, I just want to say I have an extreme schedule, And I tend to surprise myself on a daily basis in a good way with a sense of well-being. I take yerba mate tea, Gayaki yerba mate, which is the traditional, and it seems to just create this tremendous self sense of well-being that I get.
I'm a huge fan of herbal mate, and just for people that might want to investigate increasing their dopamine levels, their focus level, without having to do caffeine, mate is a much milder form, matine. It's not actually caffeine, but it's matine. So I think it's a great, great supplement. My wife loves it. We drink it together in the morning.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you for letting people know about that.
A lot of people are basically investigating their own health situation, aren't they now? They're going on the internet, they're reading books like yours.
Yes, yes, and they're doing that investigation. You know, the internet can have misleading information, but it also has really good information, and it's a matter of us educating ourselves. But I really would not recommend someone to go to a doctor to be healthy. You go to a doctor ideally when you have extreme disease, and then it's a medical emergency, and they're marvelous for that. They're trained for that. You know, this is, you break a leg, thank goodness there's doctors. You know, some extreme case, you're in childbirth and you need a cesarean, that's fantastic. But then what becomes an emergency becomes normal practice. Suddenly now there's so many more cesareans. You know, when you have, there's a drug they give mothers to make the baby come out sooner. It's called Pitocin. In some hospitals, 90% of children are born with induced labor rather than being a natural labor. And one study of 300 children with ADD, ADHD, 80% of them were induced babies. You know, there's a pressure, the contractions are more intense. Everything, you know, you get these medical drugs and doctors are only taught to treat, you know, disease. They're not taught how to make health, how to create health. And when I say doctors, I'm only talking about 80% of them. 20%, you know, naturopathic doctors, alternative doctors, they're actually studying health. And that's what we all need to do, is learn how to keep our bodies healthy.
Super. John, we're out of time. Good luck to you. The book, From Boyhood to Manhood. Just go to John's website, because he's got a number of speaking engagements. If you're going to be in Scandinavia, as a matter of fact, or in Denmark, or in Milan, Italy, he'll be out there, to be sure. I'm going to be back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about The Harbinger. Get ready for that with Jonathan Cahn, an incredible story about America's future. And you can email me at george@coasttocoastam.com anytime you want. We'll be back.